Chapter 3. Father Vincent directed me to a motel a little ways north of O'Hare. It was a national chain, cheap but clean, with rows of doors facing the parking lot. I drove around to the back of the motel, away from the street, frowning. It didn't look like the kind of place someone like Vincent would stay in. The priest left my car almost before I'd set the parking brake, hurried to the nearest door, and ducked inside as quickly as he could open the lock. I followed him. Vincent shut the door behind us, locked it, and then fiddled with the blinds until they closed. He nodded at the room's little table and said, "Please, sit down." I did, and stretched out my legs. Father Vincent pulled open a drawer on the plain dresser and drew out a file folder held closed with a wide rubber band. He sat down across from me, took off the rubber band, and said,
"The church is interested in recovering some stolen property."
I shrugged and said, "Sounds like a job for the police."
"An investigation is underway, and I'm giving the police department my full cooperation, but..." How to phrase this politely? He frowned. "History is an able teacher."
"You don't trust the police," I said. "Gotcha." He grimaced.
"It is only that there have been a number of associations between Chicago police and various underworld figures in the past."
"That's mostly movies now, Padre. You may not have heard, but the whole Al Capone thing has been over for a while."
"Perhaps," he said. "Perhaps not. I simply seek to do everything within my power to recover the stolen article. That includes involving an independent and discreet investigator."
"Aha! So he didn't trust the police and wanted me to work for him on the sly. That's why we were meeting at a cheap motel, rather than wherever he was really staying. What do you want me to find for you?"
"A relic," he said.
"A what?"
"An artifact, Mr. Dresden. An antique possessed by the church for several centuries."
"Oh, that," I said.
"Yes. The article is fragile and of great age, and we believe that it is not being adequately preserved. It is imperative that we recover it as quickly as possible."
"What happened to it?"
"It was stolen 3 days ago."
"From?"
"The Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in northern Italy."
"Long ways off."
"We believe that the artifact was brought here to Chicago to be sold."
"Why?" He took an 8x10 glossy black and white from the folder and passed it to me. It featured a fairly messy corpse lying on cobblestones. Blood had run into the spaces between the stones, as well as pooling a little on the ground around the body. I think it had been a man, but it was hard to tell for certain. Whoever it was had been slashed to almost literal ribbons across the face and neck. Sharp, neat, straight cuts. Professional knife work. Yuck.
"This man is Gaston Laroche. He is the ringleader of a group of organized thieves who call themselves the Church Mice. They specialize in robbing sanctuaries and cathedrals. He was found dead the morning after the robbery near a small airfield. His briefcase contained several falsified pieces of American identification and plane tickets that would carry him here."
"But no, what's it?"
"Ah, exactly."
Father Vincent removed another pair of photos. These were also black and white, but they looked rougher, as if they had been magnified several times. Both were of women of average height and build, dark hair, dark sunglasses. "Surveillance photos?" I asked. He nodded.
"Interpol, Anna Valmont and Francisca Garcia. We believe they helped Laroche with the theft, then murdered him and left the country. Interpol received a tip that Valmont had been seen at the airport here."
"Do you know who the buyer is?"
Vincent shook his head. "No, but this is the case. I want you to find the remaining church mice and recover the artifact."
I frowned, looking at the photos. "Yeah, that's what they want you to do, too." Vincent blinked at me.
"What do you mean?"
I shook my head impatiently. "Someone? Look at this photo. Laroche wasn't murdered there. Vincent frowned.
Why would you say that?
Not enough blood. I've seen men who were torn up and bled out. There's a hell of a lot more blood. I paused and then said, pardon my French. Father Vincent crossed himself.
Why would his body be found there?
I shrugged. A professional did him. Look at the cuts. They're methodical. He was probably unconscious or drugged, because you can't hold a man still very easily when you're taking a knife to his face. Father Vincent pressed one hand to his stomach.
Oh.
So you've got a corpse found out in the middle of the street somewhere, basically wearing a sign around his neck that says, "The goods are in Chicago." Either someone was incredibly stupid, or someone was trying to lead you here. It's a professional killing. Someone meant his corpse to be a clue.
But who would do such a thing?
I shrugged.
Probably a good thing to find out. Do you have any better pictures of these two women?
He shook his head.
No, and they've never been arrested. No criminal record.
They're good at what they do, then.
I took the photos. There were little dossiers, paperclipped to the back of the pictures, listing known aliases, locations, but nothing terribly useful.
This one isn't going to be quick.
Worthwhile goals rarely are. What do you need from me, Mr. Dresden?
A retainer, I said. 1,000 will do. And I need a description of this artifact. The more detailed, the better. Father Vincent gave me a matter-of-fact nod and drew a plain steel money clip from his pocket. He counted off 10 portraits of Ben Franklin and passed them to me.
The artifact is an oblong length of linen cloth, 14 feet, 3 inches long by 3 feet, 7 inches wide, made of a hand-woven 3-to-1 herringbone twill. There are a number of patches and stains on the cloth, and I held up my hand, frowning.
Wait a minute. Where did you say this thing was stolen from?
The Cathedral of St. John the Baptist, Father Vincent said.
In northern Italy, I said. He nodded. In Turin, to be exact, I said. He nodded again, his expression reserved.
Someone stole the freaking Shroud of Turin? I demanded.
Yes.
I settled back into the chair, looking down at the photos again. This changed things a lot.